This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love a great teaching story. Often a short story, fable, parable, or even a joke can make an important point in a succinct and memorable way. One of the most useful teaching stories is a story I heard told about a monkey. Now, it turns out that there are many versions of this story attributed to various people all around the world. For instance, sometimes it's told about a boy and hazelnuts. But here's my version of that old story. Once upon a time, there was a clever monkey who was exploring an outdoor market. He spotted a glass jar of bananas with a fairly narrow neck, and he darted over to snatch the bananas while the merchant's back was turned. The monkey easily slid his hand to the bottom of the jar to grasp the bananas, but with his hand gathered in a fist around them, he couldn't withdraw his hand from the jar. The only way to get free from the jar was to release the bananas and pull out his empty hand. But that greedy monkey wouldn't let go, and the merchant was able to trap him in a net. In some versions of the story, the moral of the story is described as, "Do not attempt too much at once." I think the moral is, sometimes we need to recognize that something we desire isn't good for us, and we need to let it go in order to save ourselves. What do you think the moral of the story is? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.